Maui Mayor Mike Victorino is expected to survey the extent of the flooding in East Maui again today. By some estimates, half of what the island sees in monthly rainfall totals fell yesterday, overwhelming the Kaupakalua Reservoir. That forced the evacuation of residents. Emergency crews are working to clear roadways that were impassable after 14 inches of rain fell and spilled over the dam. The mayor is waiting on his request for the state to declare the area a disaster zone due to the damage and ongoing threat. Here's Mayor Victorino.
The Civil Air Patrol will be launching their plane to help us with assessment from the air, and we're hoping that we'll get a couple of our drones from the county police department and have them up and checking more extensively the upstream damage that has maybe occurred where we had no accessibility to.
What did you see when you went up yesterday afternoon?
Well, basically I saw was a lot of runoff, two bridges, one totally wiped out, disappeared, gone, no bridge. That's the Piahi Road Bridge, it was gone. And heavily damaged Kapakalua Bridge, which on the eastern had been eroded and most of the asphalt had been lifted. And so it's impassable at this time. So also we saw an area where a few homes had been devastated, swept off their foundation, and a couple of them had been destroyed. They weren't even there anymore. And so a lot of this has happened upstream of the dam and upstream of what was going on as far as the dam situation was concerned. This morning I have been reported that the damage has gone just about where the spillways are and just falling below that at this time. But we're concerned that there are more heavy rains that will be occurring later today, and that not only the dam but other facilities and tertiary areas above and below the dam have been inundated, and we're scared that maybe more things will occur. So we're asking everyone to be vigilant and stay tuned to emergency broadcasting.
Do you have an update on who might have sought shelter because of the evacuation?
Last night I was reported that five people in Hana had gone to the Hana High School and Hana Elementary High School. We had about four people go to Paia Community Center last night. But you know, the one thing I'll say, Catherine, you know, we're so fortunate here. When disasters like that happen within our residential communities, our families and friends open up their home. So many of those people that may have had problems or weren't able to get back to their home last night were taken care of by family and friends. I want to say mahalo to everybody. And, you know, they did a great job again. And it just shows when the need is there, Maui opens up their hearts, their homes, and their hands to help everyone.
You know, I think everybody just needs to be aware of the dangers of flash flooding. We had the two visitors, right?
A tragic loss, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes. And water rises very quickly. I had, when I was traversing the area, met with some residents, and many of them said, Mayor, we haven't seen water like this ever, or, you know, 25 to 50 years, you know, they've lived in the area. And this was just an immense amount of rain coming down in an intense moment in a short period of time, and wow, it just created havoc out there. And we've seen this in Kauai. We've seen this all over the state. I tell people this, climate change is upon us, and we've got to be more vigilant these days and be more proactive as far as trying to prevent property loss and, you know, loss of life.
You know, I recall covering the Koloko Dam breach, and out of that tragedy and the loss of life there, the state did conduct a state dam inspection, and that one particular dam there on Maui, you know, was on the list. We have reached out to Mahipono, DLNR. What can you share with us at this point?
At this time, in the plans that I've been looking at and some of the communication I've had, it shows that in October of last year, the dam Mahipono and requested that the dam be decommissioned because of this inadequacy, the lack of need. You know, we didn't need the dams anymore. But it's still somewhere in the state system, DLNR. I think it's on there, somebody's desk or somewhere in the process of being decommissioned. But I don't know enough information. You know, I'm not in the blame game right now. We're in the mode of assessment, cleanup, and trying to do what we can to mitigate any more effects that may come with more rains on the horizon at this time.
Okay, well, we will, I'm sure, be getting a report, you know, on the records, what the latest status is. But obviously the concern is for loss of life and loss of property as we're in this active mode of flooding.
Right, absolutely. And right now, I'm so happy to say, to my knowledge at this point in time, no injuries or no loss of life. So I'm very thankful to the good Lord for that. As far as property damage, I would say about a half a dozen homes that reported or were either damaged or destroyed from the flooding that occurred. And more assessments are being done as we speak at this moment. And so hopefully we'll get a more accurate report by noon or 1 o'clock this afternoon. We'll share it with everyone, media, including yourself. And I just ask everyone at this time to please stay out of the area so our assessment crews and our cleanup crews have the time, both state and county, time to clean up and make things a little more safe for everyone if returning is available. We'll see how the weather turns this afternoon or later today. We will be monitoring that very closely. The Weather Service has been very accommodating and giving us updates. So for right now, Catherine, all I ask everyone is to be vigilant, stay out of the area for at this moment in time, and hopefully we'll be able to open up and let people back in. And I pray that the damage is what I've reported and there's no more major damage out there. But we'll wait and see before I comment anymore.
As far as the bridge that is out, what about access for that community there?
What it is the communities are not cut off, but it's kind of right where in the middle of these roadways where, you know, either you're on one side or the other, you're going to have to traverse up or down and catch on highway and get back to wherever you need to go. And we've been in contact with the Haima and others to ask the governor for a declaration of a disaster for Maui County, especially the East Maui area, especially the East Maui. But again, it's pretty early because if we have more rains, we could have more damage. So again, let's pray for little rain or no rain if that's possible. And more importantly, again, you know, you're going in these areas, there may be power lines that are down, there's roadways, landslide. There's a lot of reasons why I'd like the public not to go into this area for right now until we have time to make a total assessment and to, you know, if anything else, to sound the all clear or to see what kind of inclement weather is coming in and maybe affecting the area. So okay. I ask everybody to be patient at this time.
That was Maui Mayor Mike Victorino, who we talked to earlier this morning about the ongoing flooded conditions there on the Valley Isle.